the T. Don Hutto Residential Center in Taylor housed immigrant families from 2006 to 2009 before the federal government released them. Lisa Graybill is the legal director for the ACLU of Texas. The organization sued the T. Don Hutto Center in 2007 for detaining immigrant children.
The ICE field office started using its discretion a little bit more wisely and allowing some of the bond eligible families to bond out. Others were placed in places like Casa Marianella, which is a shelter for immigrant families and immigrant women, and other sort of community-based alternatives.
After that, the only detention center in the country still housing families was the Berks County Family Shelter Care Center in Pennsylvania. That facility will be closed in March. But last November, ICE put out a request for proposal for 100 new family detention beds in Texas. Graybill says this is a two-step forward, one-step back move. She says a former TYC facility in Crockett, Texas, is one place she believes the federal government is considering.
I'm not saying that the United States doesn't have the obligation to police its borders and that ICE doesn't have the responsibility to monitor immigration enforcement. I'm just saying in terms of detention, while status is being adjudicated, there are more reasonable places we can house people that are both more cost-effective and more humane.
Only women are now being held at the T. Don Hutto facility that has 512 beds. Andrea Black is executive director of the Detention Watch Network, a national coalition of immigration organizations. She says sometimes when mothers get arrested for being in the country illegally, the children are the ones who suffer and get put into the state foster care system.
You know, a year later, the children are put through a process where their parental rights are severed, and the mother has no idea that this is even happening and no way to, you know, fight on behalf of her children.
Immigration rights advocates say probation-like alternatives should be used instead, including ankle bracelets, home visits, and home-like community shelters. It's not clear whether the federal government plans to build a family detention center for immigrants or if community shelters are also being considered. The bids were due to the federal government this month, so more information could be released soon. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.